coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So when you say seeing is believing, no. The Bible says believing is seeing. He says if you believe, you will see. Jesus said, didn't I tell you that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? Can our men say, seeing is believing? Show it to me and I will believe. How can you believe after I've shown it to you? No, it sounds crazy. Come on here. You're sitting here now. Do you believe you're sitting here? You know you're sitting here. You believe something that you haven't seen. After you have seen it, you cannot believe it again. You now know. It has become part of your knowledge. That's why after you have received Christ into your life, I tell people, we are not believers. Don't be deceived by the general terminology where we are described and we describe ourselves as believers in Christ. We are not believers. In reality, you got to understand it. Because he says, if you believe, you shall receive. You see that? He that believeth hath everlasting life. So when I believe, believing is a process. Do you get it? It's a means to an end. I cannot continue in the journey trying to get something. When I believed, that was the process of getting to receive what he promised. That if I would believe, I would receive, I would become. So I believed, and so I became. So I'm no longer a believer, I have become. You get it? And then, you know, especially during the High Life conferences, we try to help a lot of believers understand that don't be deceived by the terminology. Okay? That because we call ourselves believers, it's because for so long we have used that term for ourselves. So we use it to identify ourselves. Are you a believer? I say, oh yeah, I'm a believer. Great, great, great. But we need to know beyond our nomenclature. We should know ourselves beyond that. I'm more than a believer. When I believe, I got something. So they say, if you believe, you will enter the house. So I believed, I entered the house. Who am I now? One of the household. See, I belong in the house. I'm numbered among those that live in the house. Believing qualified me. So I say to them, did you receive anything when you believed? Then they start thinking, because nobody ever asked them that question. When you believed in Jesus, did you receive anything? They think, they're trying to think, what did they receive? Did you receive eternal life when you believe? Oh, yes, 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 yes. So who are you now? You get it?
Yes,
so I'm more than a believer. I believed and I received. I have qualified by believing. It was a process and I've come in to the house. So in the Bible, you would notice that he tells us that the believers were called Christians. And they first called them Christians in Antioch. Glory to God. All right, verse 8. We're in verse 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. All right, look at verse 9 now. But ye are not. Oh, he never leaves us in doubt as to who we are. You know, you could have started asking yourself, am I in the flesh? Am I in this? Am I this? He says, but ye are not in the flesh. Say, I'm not in the flesh. I may have acted as though I was in the flesh, but I'm not in the flesh. So now he wants you to do like you are supposed to be. Look at it. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Say, I'm in the spirit. Ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be. You know, one day, years ago, I was just a young Christian, you know, beginning my faith life. And a certain brother came to visit me. He had been an older Christian. And he said to me, he said, you don't hear the voice of God very well. I said, you are right. You know, because if I said that now, you'd be amazed how many of us here will quickly identify with me and say, I don't hear very well. I want to hear the voice of God better. I didn't understand the principles of the kingdom then. So he said, you don't hear the voice of God very well. I said, it's true. I thought he was going to teach me how to hear it better. He said, so when God speaks to you, you need to hear him better. I said, it's true. After the exhortation, I wasn't any better. I only felt worse. Because now, I'm not the only one that now knows I don't hear the voice of God very well. Someone else has even come to tell me. So maybe God has revealed to him that I don't hear very well. I was frustrated. So I was praying about it, that God, I want to hear your voice better. I don't know the voice of God. I am confused about this. Then I was studying. For some reason, I found myself in St. John's Gospel chapter 10. And I came across where Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. I shouted, Lord, I know your voice. Because he says, a stranger's voice will they not follow. I said, I will not follow a stranger's voice. I know your voice. Immediately, I rejected what that brother told me. I said, I know the voice of God. From that day, I've known the voice of God. Hallelujah. See, follow what he says, not what your experiences tell you. Look at that scripture again, verse 9. Go back to that verse 9. He says, but ye are not in the flesh. Until he said this, I would have convinced myself that I'm so carnal and fleshly. God, please help me. Please save me from fleshly life. Why? Because all my experiences are telling me that you talk like this. All those things Pastor just said now, it's you. And with all that conclusion, I would have said, I'm in the flesh. It says, so then, verse 8, so then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I feel sorry for myself. Oh, they that are in the flesh. See, that's me, cannot please God. Then maybe I started crying. How will I please God? How will I please God? I'm in the flesh. But immediately in verse 9, he says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Hallelujah! He didn't say if you feel like it. No, he says, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. If you got the Spirit of God in you, you are in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Not if you feel like it. Not if you haven't done anything wrong. This is the mind of God. See why I love the Word of God? Nobody can do me like Jesus. No one can tell me who I am like the Holy Ghost in His Word. Hallelujah. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Then He says, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, He says, this doesn't belong to you. You're not in Christ. So where do you start? From Christ. So start with Him. Give your heart to the Lord. That's where it starts. Hallelujah. Okay, now, haven't read this. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Say, I am not in the flesh. I am in the Spirit. I am in the Spirit. You see, until I can help you see that you're in the Spirit, I cannot help you function in the Spirit. See, God's principle in the New Testament is called the mirror principle. He shows you who you are and where you are. And once you can accept it, you will see yourself there. That's the mirror principle.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com.